my daughter would love this because she, for some reason, attracts bees and she gets just tons and tons of bee stings. But maybe the bees think she's just like one big giant piece of pollen or something. I don't know.
Welcome to the No Cap Health Show, a podcast inspired by Dr. Brian Boxer Walkler's popular TikTok channel with over 3 million followers. Each week, Dr. Brian will pull the curtain back on viral TikTok health videos and label them as cap, false, or no cap, true. Even if you aren't on TikTok, now is the time to get on board, have fun, and join his podcast. Dr. Brian is a board-certified eye surgeon specializing in advanced LASIK, keratoconus, wider eyes, dry eyes, cataract surgery, and reading vision improvement at the Boxer Walkler Vision Institute in Beverly Hills, California. Also, please remember, Dr. Brian is a doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice, so you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.
This week's episode is going to be very appropriate because it's summer, and what happens in summer a lot? Besides getting sunburned, bug bites. Yes, getting bit by lots of critters out there. And so I'm going to be showing a video that touts a great remedy. In fact, 3 tips for bug bites. So before we get into that, I want to remind everybody that my book is getting ready to be birthed here. It's coming out soon. And literally, it is more than 9 months. It's a couple of years in the process to actually have a book written and published. And last weekend, I was doing the audio on Saturday and Sunday, and it's like a marathon. It was so draining. Like, you can imagine being in a little studio with headphones on, and the audio producer, Penguin Random House, is the audio producer. And, you know, she was great, but it's like she's in my ear the whole time and like, oh, we got to redo this. And I'll give you a quick aside. When a book is being done audio, they don't care how it's spelled. What they care about is how it's pronounced. Very different than the hard copy book. They don't care how it's pronounced, but they care that it's spelled properly. So they actually have an audio dictionary, how words are pronounced, called Youglish. And so we'll take breaks, she'll look it up. And big marathon session Saturday and again Sunday. And I was so burned out after Saturday, but I had a really good night's sleep and then felt totally ready and rejuvenated for Sunday. And I'm doing the next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, to finish the book. So this is my big book on social media. Talked to lots of influencers, lots of people you know that are part of the book. It's going to be pretty, pretty cool with all these great insights behind the scenes on social media. What's good about it, what's bad about it, how to live with it, how to balance life with it, because it's not going away anywhere. So that's the book. It's called Influenced. Look up influencedsocialmedia.com. That's with a D, influenced. And you can also look it up on Amazon too. It's there. So you can pre-order it. Actually, at one point during even the pre-order phase, it actually hit number one, which was pretty awesome. So people are really excited about this book, as am I. So today's episode, 3 tips for bug bites. Let's roll the video.
This is how you get rid of the nastiest bug bite that you've ever had in less than an hour. What you do is you take 12 of these capsules, you take and you pop them open, pour them out so you have them all together. Once you have 12 of them popped open, you put them in there. Take your lidocaine cream, squirt that in there, and then take 30 grams of your hydrocortisone cream. Now you've got the perfect solution. Take this, spin it until it's nice and smooth. This solution will numb it up so you won't scratch the crud out of that bug bite anymore. Take that, put it right on your bug bite. Take a tux pad, cut it right to the shape you want, which hazel. It'll draw out all of the itchy stuff. Put it over the top of your bug bite, leave it on there, come back in an hour, it'll be gone.
So what do you think? Do you think that this is cap or not cap for bug bites? And it is not cap. This is a not cap video. I love it when we have not cap videos. Let me do the breakdown here. So break it on down, Judy Brown. So first off, he was talking about these 12 capsules. In the video, it actually says it, but he didn't actually say it verbally. It's Benadryl. So Benadryl is very good for allergies, allergic reactions, and helps with itching. So that's why the Benadryl is key. The other component was lidocaine cream. So lidocaine is an anesthetic, so it can also deaden any irritation from the actual bug bite itself. And then the third one is hydrocortisone cream. And hydrocortisone is an anti-inflammatory. It's a very mild steroid, so you never want to use this long term. But that can also reduce inflammation, reduce itching, and reduce pain. The three of those together is like the trifecta for a bug bite. So I really like this video because it gave very practical advice to having to deal with the irritation and pain and itching and all that stuff that goes with bug bites. That really isn't so fun. And my daughter would love this because she, for some reason, attracts bees and she gets just tons and tons of bee stings. And I don't know what it is, but I can't even remember last time I've gotten a bee sting. And in the course of her life, she's gotten, I don't know how many bee stings. So there's just something about her and bees. So maybe the bees think she's just like one big giant piece of pollen or something. I don't know. So she's going to be very happy to hear that this is not Cap and can do something for when I'm sure she's going to get some bee stings this summer. We don't want to disappoint and ruin that hot streak she's got with the bee stings. So that's a great tip. So the last one, I didn't really put this as the main one. That's why I said three tips for bug bites. But the last one he talked about is witch hazel. And that's not something you see on Halloween, but that's an actual type of remedy, supplement, herb. And what it does, it also can reduce inflammation and help with irritation and burning and can help speed up healing too. So that's the fourth one. That's like the little cherry on top. The main ones are those first three we talked about. So, of course, the most important thing if you're going to be in an area that has lots of bugs, and particularly up in New England area in the United States where they have a lot of ticks. Ticks can carry Lyme disease, and Lyme disease can be a really bad player. So always think about wearing long pants with shoes and socks if you're going to be hiking, things like that, in an area that has Lyme disease with ticks. But otherwise, going out hiking is great. And of course, let's just cover the basics here. When you're going out on a hot, sunny summer day, is wear sunglasses. Please, please, please don't forget to protect your eyes. Sunglasses is like sunscreen for your eyes. I see so many complications from the sun, years and years of sun exposure, like cataracts, like brown spots, yellow spots on the whites of the eyes, even red blood vessels that have grown crazy, and pterygia, which are these big growths, are called surfer's eye. There's skin cancer that can occur on the eyelids. There's actually cancer that can occur on the eyeball itself. So this is why I'm always so like, please, pleading with everybody, pleading, please wear sunglasses outside, even on a cloudy day. Lots of UV even comes through the clouds. And of course, sunscreen, helps reduce the risk of skin cancer. And by the way, some of the aerosolized sunscreens last year, they had some real potentially toxic cancer-causing substances. And there was a recall recently of another major brand just this summer that was like one of the spray sunscreens. So I'd say just play it safe and just use a lotion, perhaps avoid the sprays, unless you know for sure that spray is safe. And oh my gosh, last thing, the trifecta of sun protection, wear a hat. Wear a hat. Please don't forget to wear a hat. So I'll leave you with that. Next week's video, I'm just busting myself up because I can't wait for this one to come out. So next week's episode is about a video of a guy who is sunning his perineum. Now the perineum, what is the perineum? The perineum is the anatomical area. Basically, it's the taint. So it's between the penis and vagina and the anus. That's the perineum. And the guy, he's talking about all the benefits of sunning the perineum. So that's going to be next week's video. And trust me, you do not want to miss my commentary on this video. So I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the No Cap Health Show. To review the show notes for this episode, which includes a summary, key takeaways, and any links mentioned, visit nocaphealthshow.com. Don't miss another episode and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, make sure to follow Dr. Brian on TikTok at Brian Boxer Walkler, MD. And remember, Dr. Brian is a real doctor, but he is not your doctor. He is here to provide general information, not medical advice. So you should always check with your doctor before relying on any information.